Hi everyone, this is Pat for A Plus English.
This is Elsie.
Today we're going to finish the life story of the artist Vincent van Gogh. Let's remember what's happened so far.
Vincent had a sad childhood. 梵谷有一个不快乐的童年，而且他的名字和刚出生就夭折的哥哥一模一样。He was named after his older brother, who died during childbirth.
Yeah, he was sent away from school and then came home to support his family.
他也被送去寄宿学校读书，让他感到非常的寂寞。接着他辍学，然后到他叔叔的艺廊帮忙卖画。
Yeah. Well, however, he wanted to paint, but he kept falling in love with and chasing women who didn't love him back, which made him very sad. He became unstable and moved around a lot.
然后我们最后提到梵谷的爱情生活并不顺遂，他总是爱上不爱他的女人。Right?
Yeah. Then he started painting more. He created his first masterpiece, Potato Eaters was the name of the painting. Let's find out what happens next and how the story ends by reading through today's article.
Vincent van Gogh, A Tortured Soul.
In 1888, van Gogh moved to the south of France into his little yellow house. He spent all his time painting, but his health and mind began declining. He started eating paint and acting oddly. Finally, Van Gogh moved to a hospital to get help. There, he created many of his famous works, like Starry Night and Irises. Van Gogh's mental health only got worse. On July 27, 1890, he shot himself, but he survived. Theo brought him home to care for him. However, 2 days later, Van Gogh died in his brother's arms. Van Gogh was neither rich nor famous during his life, but today, people consider him as one of the greatest painters of all time.
Stop acting like that. You're making a fool of yourself. Stop acting like that. You're making a fool of yourself. Create. Create. Create, created, created. The government promised to create more jobs for its people. The government promised to create more jobs for its people. Shoot. Shoot. Shoot, shot, shot. The police had no choice but to shoot the bad guy. The police had no choice but to shoot the bad guy. Arm. Arm. The baby fell asleep in his mother's arms. The baby fell asleep in his mother's arms.
The article starts by saying, in 1888, Van Gogh moved to the south of France into his little yellow house. Now, the countryside in that part of the world is beautiful. So I imagine he lived in this beautiful place and he could paint pictures of it.
今天文章一开始提到呢，在1888年的时候，梵谷搬去了法国南边，住进了他的黄色小屋。And he portrayed his little yellow house in a painting, actually.
Yeah,
梵谷有一幅名为《黄色小屋》的画作，就是在描绘他这一间位于 countryside 乡间的小屋子。
So our article says that he did paint, but things were still not going well. It says he spent all of his time painting, but his health and mind began declining. Mm-hmm. The word decline, D-E-C-L-I-N-E, decline means getting worse or getting weaker.
不过呢，虽然住到这个地方，他的状况还是没有好转。文章接着提到呢，他大部分的时间都在画画，但是他的身体和心理的健康呢，每况愈下。Decline 在文章当中是下降、衰退的意思。同学们注意了 ，decline 还有另外一个很常见的意思 ，She declined his invitation。没错、mm-hmm. ，decline 也可以当作 refuse 拒绝来说。Yeah.
Okay, so he did start acting strangely, and here are some examples. He started eating paint and acting oddly. So the word act, A-C-T, act is a verb, but in this case it doesn't mean like acting in a movie. To act means to behave in a particular way.
范谷当时呢不太对劲，文章这边提到他开始吃颜料，而且呢表现得很奇怪。Act 在这里不是演戏，它的意思呢是举止表现的意思哦。
Let's put it in a sentence. Stop acting like that. You're making a fool of yourself. Stop acting like that. You're making a fool of yourself.
例句提到呢，不要再这个样子了，你在让自己出丑。有的时候呢，我们也可以说 Stop acting like a child. 不要再像小孩子一样了、mm-hmm. Or Stop acting like a baby.
Yeah, I hear that one a lot. Anyway, Van Gogh was acting oddly. O-D-D-L-Y. Oddly. Now this is the adverb form of odd. O-D-D. Odd, which just means strange or not normal.
Oddly 是奇怪的的意思，它是一个副词，字尾 ly 去掉 odd 就是形容词奇怪的啦。同学们知道 odd number 是什么意思吗？奇怪的数字，没错，它就是奇数的意思哦，13579。
Now Van Gogh knew he was in trouble, which is good, as some crazy people don't realize they're crazy.The article says, finally, Van Gogh moved to a hospital to get help. Now remember that word, finally, was one from yesterday's lesson.、Mm-hmm.
范谷最后呢住进了精神病院。同学们还记得 finally 这个字吗？没错，就是最后、终于的意思。
He didn't stop making art, though. The article says there he created many of his famous works like Starry Night and Irises. So to create, C-R-E-A-T-E, create, means to make something exist that didn't exist before. It's a word that's often used with art, but it can be used for other things too.
不过呢，梵谷在医院里面还是继续作画。文章提到呢，很多著名的画作，像是 Starry Night 星夜，还有 Irises 鸢尾花，都是他在医院里面创作的哦。Create 这个字，同学们一定不陌生，就是创造的意思啦。
So here's a non-art example. The government promised to create more jobs for its people. The government promised to create more jobs for its people.
例句说呢，政府承诺要为人民创造更多的工作机会。
Now, sadly, all this art didn't help him. The article says Van Gogh's mental health only got worse. Your mental health, mental is M-E-N-T-A-L, mental. Mental health means the health of your brain,、mm-hmm. your mind and your thoughts.
难过的是，这些艺术创作并没有让梵谷的状况好转。文章接着提到呢，梵谷的精神状况只是越来越糟糕。Mental 精神上的、心智上的 ，mental health 就是心理健康的意思。How bad was his mental health?
Well, this is how bad it got. On July 27th, 1890, he shot himself.But he survived. Now this word shot, S-H-O-T, shot, is the past tense of shoot, S-H-O-O-T, shoot. And that means to deliberately, on purpose, kill or injure someone using a gun.
所以呢，在1890年7月27号这一天呢，范谷举枪自尽，但是他却活了下来。Shoot, S-O-O-T.H-O-O-T 是开枪射杀的意思。文章当中呢用的是过去式，也就是 shot, S-H-O-T 这个字了。
Yep, we could also say the police officer had no choice but to shoot the bad guy. The police officer had no choice but to shoot the bad guy.
例句提到呢，警察没有选择，只好开枪射杀那名坏人。同学们注意了 ，have no choice but to do something 就是别无选择，只好做某事的意思。
So Van Gogh survived, and if you remember the word survive from day one, you'll know means he didn't die. Okay. Instead, Theo brought him home to care for him. Now, Theo is his brother, remember, from day two. Mm-hmm. And to care for someone, in this case, means to look after them, to take care of them.
活下来的范谷呢被弟弟西奥 Theo 带回家照顾。Care for somebody 是照顾照料某人的意思。我们也可以用 look after somebody,、mm-hmm. 或者是 take care of somebody 来说。
Yeah. However,2 days later, Van Gogh died in his brother's arms. So your arm is one of the long things on your body, between kind of your body and your hands. Arm, like this, A-R-M, arm, okay? To die in someone's arms means someone was holding that person when they died.
这边呢提到呢然而两天后范谷就在弟弟西奥的怀里过世了。Arm 是手臂，对不对 ？In one's arms， 在某人的双臂中呢，就是在某人怀里的意思啦。Is there any other examples?
Yes, I'll give you a similar one. The baby fell asleep in his mother's arms. The baby fell asleep in his mother's arms.
例句说呢，婴儿在他妈妈的怀里睡着了。In his mother's arms.
Mm-hmm. Now, Van Gogh's story doesn't end with his death. The article says Van Gogh was neither rich nor famous during his life.
文章接下来说到呢，范谷在世的时候既不有钱也不有名 ，neither rich nor famous. Neither A nor B, or we can also say neither A nor B,
neither,
right?
Neither, both okay.
它是一个双重否定的用法哦。我们赶快有请英文快通的老师来教教我们如何使用这一个 neither A nor B 的句型吧。
英文
快通 ，Oh yeah！
Neither either 傻傻分不清楚吗？今天就让 Eunice 来帮大家解惑吧。首先，大家要记得一个最重要的观念，就是不论是 neither A nor B， 或者是 either A or B， 都是属于对等连接词的一种。什么叫做对等连接词呢？现在 Eunice 来帮大家复习一下。对等连接词最重要的地方就在于它所连接的单字或片语词性需相同。意思就是如果 A 是形容词 B 也要是形容词另外要注意其所连接的性质需相同也就是如果 A 是单字 B 也是要单字 A 如果是片语 B 也要是片语 Neither 或是有人说 Neither 意思是也不怎么怎么样而 Neither A nor B 既不是 A 也不是 B或是 A 和 B 两个都不怎么怎么样是双重否定的用法而 either A or B 则是不是 A 就是 B 或是 A 和 B 其中一种也就是两者取其一的用法那 neither A nor B 到底要怎么用呢举例来说 neither you nor I was invited to the party 你和我都没有被邀请去参加派对诶为什么这里的动词是用 was 而不是用 were 呢这就同学们要特别注意咯使用 neither A nor B 或是 either A or B 的句型的时候动词必须以 be 一致也就是要和最靠近动词的主词一致上面是连接名词的例子现在我们再举另外一个例子 Jeffrey is neither at home nor in the office He seems to have disappeared Jeffrey 既不在家也不在办公室他好像消失了在这个句子中 neither nor 所连接的是 at home 和 in the office 这两个地方副词片语哦另外要提醒大家双重否定的时候千万不要说成 both A and B or not blah 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 虽然 both 有两者都怎么怎么样的意思但是 both A and B 只能用在肯定句因此 both A and B 就表示 A 和 B 两者皆怎么怎么样，不能用在否定句中，这点请同学们务必记住哦。那 both A and B 怎么用呢？我们举个例子好了。 Both my teacher and my parents were strict with me. 我老师和我爸妈都对我很严格。在使用 both A and B 的句型的时候，动词必须用复数型动词哦。好啦， A Plus 快一通今天就到这里结束咯，我们下次见，拜拜。
Back to our article. So Vincent got famous after his death.
That's right. All his fame came afterwards. The article finishes by saying, but today, people consider him as one of the greatest painters of all time. So to consider someone as something means to think of someone as something.
最后呢，文章说到，虽然梵谷在世的时候并不出名，但现在人们视他为史上最杰出的艺术家之一。Consider, C-O-N-S-I-D-E-R, 是认为的意思。Consider A as B, 将 A 视为 B. For example, some people consider Jay Chou as one of the best singers in Taiwan.、
Mm-hmm.
有些人认为呢，周杰伦是台湾最棒的歌手之一。另外 ,of all time,means throughout history, 有史以来的意思。
That's right. And there, so he's famous, everybody knows his art, and that is the end of the story, the end of our three-day article, and the end of today's lesson.
We never found out about when he cut off his ear.
That's right, we can add that now. Van Gogh got to know a French artist called Paul, I think it's pronounced Gauguin, No idea, but this guy, Paul Gauguin, and they painted together, but they had a difficult friendship. Gauguin decided to leave, so Van Gogh cut off his own left ear and just left it somewhere for him to look after. It's just one more example of Van Gogh's tortured soul.
And that was before Vincent moved to a mental hospital.
Yes.
其实呢，在梵谷住进精神病院之前，他跟他的好朋友高根发生了一段不愉快的事情。梵谷当时候邀请高根来家里过冬，两个人呢可是成天吵架，没有办法生活在一起。And when 高根 was about to leave the house, Vincent caught his left ear.、
Yeah.
最后当高根决定要离开的时候呢，梵谷一气之下就把他左耳给割了下来。这段插曲呢，说明了当时梵谷的 mental health 心理状况其实真的很糟糕。Vincent not only had a gloomy childhood, he actually lived a sad life as well.
Yeah, he did. In fact, his brother recorded his last words.、
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell everybody?
Which were?
Okay.
The sadness will last forever.
Exactly. The sadness will last forever.
梵谷的弟弟呢，在哥哥的临终之前呢，把哥哥最后说的一句话录了下来。The sadness will last forever. 悲伤将会永远留存。
Yeah, that's not the only thing that will last forever, as many of Van Gogh's works will be celebrated as masterpieces for a long, long time.
Yeah, 幸好呢，还有他的杰出画作跟这份悲伤一起流传了下来。
One thing that won't last forever, though, is today's lesson. So it's time for us to say goodbye for A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie. See you again next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
My cousin showed up at our house out of the blue.
My cousin showed up at our house out of the blue.
又是我 Laura 小聚会时间咯。那昨天啊，下班回家后，正当我在看电视吃晚餐的时候，我的手机铃声响起，我表哥打给我说他在我家楼下。真是令我太惊讶了，他完全没有先跟我说。今天的小聚会刚好就可以这么形容哦。 My cousin showed up at our house out of the blue. 我表哥啊，突然出现在我们家。其中 cousin 这个字可以用来表示堂或是表兄弟姐妹哦，因为外国人通常不会分得这么细，所以用 cousin 就好了，感觉是不是觉得英文更简单呢？而片语 show up 就是出现的意思，那 out of the blue， 大家可能很纳闷，为什么是出乎意料的意思？原来呢，这里的 blue 指的是 blue sky， 想象一下，原本上午蓝天白云的好天气，突然间就变了天，真叫人难以预料啊。 因此 out of the blue 或者是 out of a clear blue sky 顾名思义就是不知从何而来 out of nowhere 引申为突然之间或者是毫无预警的意思。好啦，让我们再复习一下今天的小聚会哦。 My cousin showed up at our house out of the blue。 OK， 小聚会我们下次见，拜。
My cousin showed up at our house out of the blue.
My cousin showed up at our house out of the blue.
Vincent van Gogh, a tortured soul.
In 1888, Van Gogh moved to the south of France into his little yellow house. He spent all of his time painting, but...His health and mind began declining. He started eating paint and acting oddly. Finally, Van Gogh moved to a hospital to get help. There, he created many of his famous works, like Starry Night and Irises. Van Gogh's mental health only got worse. On July 27, 1890,He shot himself, but he survived. Theo brought him home to care for him. However, 2 days later, Van Gogh died in his brother's arms. Van Gogh was neither rich nor famous during his life, but today people consider him as one of the greatest painters of all time.
Stop acting like that. You're making a fool of yourself. Stop acting like that. You're making a fool of yourself. Create. Create. Create, created, created. The government promised to create more jobs for its people.The government promised to create more jobs for its people. Shoot. Shoot. Shoot, shot, shot. The police had no choice but to shoot the bad guy. The police had no choice but to shoot the bad guy. Arm. Arm.The baby fell asleep in his mother's arms. The baby fell asleep in his mother's arms.